In April of 2019, a police officer in southern Florida arrived at the scene of a bad crash. A Tesla had T-boned a Chevy Tahoe. One person in the Tahoe was killed and another badly injured. The officer's body cam recorded the Tesla driver talking about what happened.
I was driving on, I looked down, and I had been using the cruise control, and I looked down, and then I sat up, I hit the brakes, and so I was
The Tesla driver said he was using an advanced type of cruise control. He said he dropped his phone and bent down to pick it up, and the car didn't stop itself.
Did you stop at the stop sign?
No, I didn't, sir. I don't think. I honestly don't know. I looked down. I didn't know how close I was to the intersection. And I was driving on cruise, going for it, and I looked down and to get the phone, I dropped, and I reached down, and I didn't see it. And when I popped up and looked, I saw a black truck. It just happened so fast.
Are you okay?
I think so. I don't know. I've got an eye injury, but I'm just, oh, my God, man, look at this guy.
What do you do?
I manage a private equity fund out of Boca.
That'll explain the Tesla.
Yes, sir.
The driver eventually pleaded no contest to a charge of careless driving, but that advanced cruise control feature on his car has continued to come under scrutiny. Such features come standard on Teslas, and while Tesla says the features make driving safer, there have also been several crashes when these high-tech features are turned on. Now, the country's top auto safety regulator is opening an investigation into them. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Ryan Knudsen. It's Thursday, August 19th. Coming up on the show, the investigation into Tesla's autopilot system.
This episode is brought to you by Citizen M. There's no better feeling than finishing work for the day, sipping an ice-cold soda and nuzzling down into a Citizen M bed. Recharge your brain and batteries at Citizen M hotels. They're in the tech cities, Menlo Park, Miami, Austin, New York, San Francisco, where people like you work, sleep, and play. Book now at citizenm.com/thejournal.
Admittedly, as a New Yorker, I haven't owned a car in more than a decade. So I'm not super familiar with these advanced driver-assisted systems. What kind of features are we talking about?
You know, I grew up in New York as well, so I feel you there.
That's our colleague Rebecca Elliott. She writes about Tesla and the world of advanced car technologies.
The features that we're talking about range from essentially fancy cruise control that helps the vehicle not only move along the highway at a consistent pace, but also slow down or speed up to match other traffic. Also features that help a driver steer and stay in a lane driving down a highway, that kind of thing.
Is this sort of what people mean by self-driving cars, or is this just like a step on the way to self-driving cars?
So these cars are not fully autonomous. These features are part of what people describe as driver assistance systems. So that means the driver is expected to maintain full control of a vehicle and be behind the wheel, ready to take over. The features are just designed to help make driving easier and ideally safer.
Tesla has been a leader in assisted driving technologies, which it calls autopilot. It relies on cameras and other sensors to navigate and determine when something or someone is in front of the vehicle. And with that information, Tesla's cars can decide when to stop, slow down, or even steer. But the technology isn't perfect.
Stationary objects can be difficult for automated systems in a way that they really aren't for a human. So radar, for example, can have trouble distinguishing between stationary objects that you need to stop for and stationary objects like an overpass or maybe debris in the road that's pretty small that you don't need to stop for.
One type of situation these features appear to struggle with are roadside emergencies, like if a police car unexpectedly pulls over or an ambulance partially blocks a lane. If autopilot doesn't react appropriately, drivers really need to pay attention so they can jump in and take over. And sometimes these systems don't, which has drawn the interest of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA. On Monday, the agency announced that it's opened an investigation into Tesla's autopilot after a series of crashes involving stopped emergency vehicles.
So an example of the crashes that auto safety regulators are looking into is an incident in March in Michigan. The driver of a Tesla Model Y had autopilot engaged before hitting a police vehicle that had stopped along a highway to investigate a separate crash. And that's based on information from Michigan State Police as well as NHTSA. That and other crashes have left people wondering, why are Tesla vehicles running into stationary objects on the highway that, you know, in this instance and others, had flashing lights?
NHTSA has identified 11 crashes since 2018 involving roadside emergencies. Most crashes happened after dark and involve things like road cones, flares, or flashing lights. NHTSA is wondering if these crashes indicate a defect with Tesla's autopilot technology. How big of a deal is this investigation?
It's hard to say. These types of investigations can ultimately lead to recalls, though typically they take quite a long period of time to play out. The important thing to keep in mind at this point is just it's the fact that the agency has opened up this investigation is just an indication that they're paying more attention to this area that, you know, as it has not been tightly regulated in the U.S. so far.
Tesla didn't respond to a request for comment about the investigation, but Rebecca says the company does warn drivers to pay attention while using its driver assistance system.
Tesla is explicit, you know, in its owner's manuals and on its website. It says drivers need to be ready to take over, should keep their hands on the wheel, etc.
But what happens when drivers don't? When they willfully test the limits of autopilot? That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com. This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
In addition to autopilot, some Tesla cars come with a more advanced feature called full self-driving. It's a $10,000 upgrade. Elon Musk, the company's CEO, showed off that feature in an interview with 60 Minutes by driving with his hands completely off the wheel.
Now you're not driving at all.
Couldn't do anything.
Wow. No hands, no feet.
You feel safe?
Yeah.
Safety advocates and others have raised concerns that the language Tesla uses to describe its driver assistance features is problematic and could really give drivers an outsized sense of what their vehicle is capable of.
In fact, this week, two Democratic members of Congress wrote a letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking the agency to investigate whether Tesla was engaging in deceptive marketing in the way it talks about these features. Tesla hasn't responded publicly to the letter. Tesla tells drivers using its automated and full self-driving features that they need to stay attentive. But critics fear that these features, by their very nature, could encourage drivers to rely on them too much.
It can be difficult to pay attention in the same way, with the same intensity, when, you know, you think the car is performing a certain function as when it's all up to you. I mean, people get bored. And so that's an example of one of the issues that these new systems introduce.
Another concern is that some drivers appear to be abusing these systems.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to drive across the country using only Tesla Autopilot? Here are some of the things we'll be—
There's a whole kind of genre of social media involving people essentially testing the limits of their Teslas. You know, some videos appear to show Teslas appearing to operate without anybody even in the driver's seat. People are, you know, attaching a weight to the steering wheel that makes the vehicle think that somebody's hands are there.
So they're sort of like hacking the Tesla system.
Right, right.
One person who's made a name for himself performing stunts like these is Param Sharma.
Param Sharma is someone who has posted a number of videos to Instagram appearing to operate a Tesla while in the back seat with nobody at the wheel.
Yeah, because it's a Tesla, you feel me? It's like a cabin back here. It's like a living room back here.
His videos got a lot of attention earlier this year after police in California arrested him for alleged reckless driving after an officer saw him operating a Tesla from the back seat in the Bay Area.
Sharma pleaded not guilty.
If you take my Tesla away, I will get another Tesla. Yeah, that's how it works. I run Silicon Valley.
I spoke to Mr. Sharma back in May, and he told me that he had been inspired by Elon Musk, and that he doesn't view the behavior as being risky because of what he views as the vehicle's capabilities. And Tesla and Elon Musk didn't respond to requests for comment about that.
If people like Sharma can abuse this technology so easily, should these cars even be allowed to be on the road?
A question that regularly comes up when I write about crashes or other issues related to autopilot is, you know, where does the driver's responsibility begin and end?
Advanced driver assistance technologies aren't heavily regulated. And in the past, NHTSA's safety investigations have often focused on physical parts like defective brakes or airbags. And so NHTSA's investigation into Tesla could open the door for more scrutiny of assisted driving features on all kinds of cars.
The investigation certainly is a sign that the agency is paying closer attention to this area. The agency recently started requiring companies that offer advanced driver assistance systems or higher levels of autonomous functionality to regularly report crashes involving those systems to the agency. And so that's just, you know, another indication that they're tightening up oversight.
Why is it important to get this kind of safety regulation right?
This is an area that is advancing quite quickly and changing how people interact with their vehicles and the expectations that they have of the vehicle's capabilities. And, you know, I think regulators really need to figure out how to ensure that people are safe as that transition happens. There's still a lot of confusion about whether vehicles can drive by themselves or not. That can be an issue for safety.
That's all for today, Thursday, August 19th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. If you like the show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.